Learning self-discipline, yes or no? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Yes or no? Learning self-discipline. That's one of the most difficult tasks that we put before ourselves, to learn self-discipline. We have so many things that we want to teach ourselves, that we want to train ourselves in, that we want to be, and it's a very difficult task. And the difficult task is because we have not learned to say yes or no. We have not learned self-discipline. We have not learned that our first answer is the most important answer that we can ever give. Our first thought is the most important thought that we can ever think. We oftentimes think, oh, wouldn't it be wonderful to go to the show? But then again, maybe we should do this, and maybe something, and you see, our thought compounds upon itself until it's never the first thought. Here on campus, I have a little program that I run with our students. In fact, I have many, many programs that I run with them, and they're never sure what program is being run next. But one of the programs is that when I ask them a question, I want them to answer yes or no. And then after they say yes or no, they can say anything they want. Would you like to come along with us when we go to town? Oh, I've got some... Hey, I didn't ask you about anything else. I said, would you like to go along with us when we go to town? Well, I'm not sure. Well, then no, it would be your answer. You don't want to come along with us when we go to town. Well, yeah, I want to come along, but the thing is I have some things I have to do first, and if I can do those first, then I'd like to go. Well, do you really want to come along with us when we go to town? Yes, I do. Then that's your answer. Now, what do you have to do in preparation for going? Well, I have to put this away and do that and do that. Well, now, what if you went to town and came back and didn't do those things? Would the world stop turning if you didn't do them? Would things just stop happening? No. Well, answer every question with a yes or no whenever possible, and say yes or no, and not give some long evolved answer, because what you're doing is you're making yourself decide instantly that that's what you choose to do. Yes, I want to go. And then you make your preparation for it. Then you can say, but I don't have a babysitter, so I can't leave. Or, as soon as I get a babysitter, we're ready to go. Or, we'll take the baby with us. Or, whatever you want to say, but yes or no. You see, training ourselves in the ability to say yes or no without thinking about why gives us our self-discipline that is so necessary to be master of ourselves. Are you sick? No, I'm whole and perfect. Are you hurt? No, I'm whole and perfect. Do you have this disease that the doctor has told you you have and that you're taking pills for? Do you have this disease? No, I'm whole and perfect. Oh-ho! So you can speak your word and say, no, I'm whole and perfect, even in the face of evidence that says that you are not. That's right. I can speak my word and say anything I choose, and I speak my word to say I am whole and perfect. I speak my word to say, yes, I am whole and perfect. Yes, I am wonderful. Yes, I am beautiful. Yes, I am rich. Yes, I have friends. Yes. And you see, when you're getting used to doing that, great things happen in your life. Not that it's the answer yes or the answer no, but it's that you make a specific answer. This is self-discipline. And after you make that specific answer, then you may think about it in any way that you want. Are you whole and perfect? Yes. Are you handsome? Yes. Are you beautiful? Yes. Do you love me? Yes. May I have $1,000,000? Yes. Yes, you may have $1,000,000. The day that I have, and then you can add, the day that I have $1,000,000 to give you, you'll be the first person that I'm going to give it to. You can be sure of that. Oh, yes. Sounds silly, doesn't it? But think about it. The more we are able to say yes or no, the more we are able to give a definitive answer whenever a question is asked, the more self-disciplined we are in our thinking. The question I ask so often and so hurtfully is, are you home perfect? Yes! You know, they have to push it out. They know that it's the answer that I want. They know it's the answer they have to give me. They know they have to say yes, but they find it very difficult to do it. If we can train ourselves to do that, if we can train ourselves to say yes or no immediately to any question given to us, then we will be in charge of ourselves. Are you sick? Yes. No, 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 no. Are you whole and perfect? Yes. Do you have problems? No. Are you in love with your wife? Yes. Is your wife in love with you? Yes. Then make it work. Yes. And are you happy? Yes. Are you giving your best in everything you do? Yes. Do you think the world's falling apart? No. Do you think that this is a great world we live in? Yes. And you see, start learning to think yes or no instantly. It causes your mind to be active. It's like playing crossword puzzles. It causes your mind to be very diligent and very alert and very aware. What is it you really want to say? Not what is it that you're going to say, or what is it that you're saying because it's the right thing to say, or because it's what you see by the evidence that's around you. The evidence that's around you is just waiting to be changed. The conditions around us are just waiting to be changed according to our desire. What is our desire? What is our purpose, our direction, our program for the things around us? How do we want them to be? Now, it's up to us to make that choice. Are you ready to make that choice? Am I ready to make that choice? Oh, you bet I am. Oh, you bet. And the choice is a very simple thing to do, because the choice merely says this: I am master of myself. Self-discipline makes us master of ourselves. But the training in self-discipline is something that we do with all of our heart and soul and being. We do it with all our love. We do it with all our caring. We do it because we know that that is the way the principle works. And knowing that that is the way the principle works, then we work the principle that way. It's just that simple. The first answer we give is the answer that shows what we really have in our mind. Do you have to go to the doctor this afternoon? Yes. Are you sick? No. Why are you going to the doctor this afternoon? I'm going to be checked. Oh, okay. Are you going to the doctor this afternoon? Yes. Are you going to be checked? Yes. Is he going to find that you're whole and perfect? Yes. Is he going to find that you're sick? No. You see, instantly the answer is yes, no, whenever possible. Sometimes, why are you going to the doctor this afternoon? To be checked. You know? Are you going to the doctor to have him tell you that you're sick? No. Why are you going to the doctor? To be checked. To have the doctor show me that I'm whole and perfect. You see, if this is why we go to the doctor, to have him show us that we're whole and perfect, that's what we're going to find out. Yes, that's what we're going to find. Really, with all of our heart, if we can get accustomed to living in this positive, yes mode, what wonderful things happen and what glorious things they are. But it's a decision that we have to make on our part. It's something we have to come to on our own part. It's something that we have to become aware of in our own awareness. It's not something that someone else is going to give us, but it's something we're going to train ourselves in. Now, are you ready to train yourself in that? I'm ready to train myself in that. And I do it every moment of my life. And I work with my students every moment of my life, training them. And I love it. Think about these things and train yourself in this. And as you do, have a wonderful day. I love you. I love you. I love you.